Do you know what most people don't know? The secret to authentic personal style is to stay in tune with a high level of self-awareness to reach your full fashion potential. The book, What's Your Mean, goes beyond telling you what to wear, how to wear it, where to shop. It dives into the journey of who you are and reinforces that with appropriate wear to make you stand out in your industry and intentionally decluttering and managing your wardrobe. Makara Reed's proprietary system for fashion identity will lead you on a 180 path of fashion transformation through personal style consulting. All right. It's another episode of What's Your Mean, the conversation series. Let me get my guest on the line. All right, wait for my guest. But in the meantime, the book is available and I'm so excited. All of my pre-orders should be definitely out to all my customers that have given it. Hey, girl! Request, I sent you, okay, here we go. Yes. Again, this is my book, debut book, What's Your Mean? Is it going? Accept. Why is it not allowing me with you, Gabby? Accept. Oh, Gabby, what's going on? Okay, there we go. So, I think we got it. Except, I'm accepting it. What's going on? I don't know what is going on with Instagram.
We go. Perfect.
All right.
There we are.
Yes. All right. Welcome to What You Mean, the conversation series.
Yeah.
If you see
Thank
me
you so much
to the side, that means I'm coughing a little bit. You know I'm recovering from last.
Yeah.
So, all right. Welcome to this week, What You Mean, the conversation series. We're going to focus on chapter 2, which is called Inner Meeting, aka Self-Confidence. Here is my book.
Beautiful.
All the pre-orders are sent out, so let's dive right on into it since Instagram has been messing with me, but it's all right. So I'm going to read a passage from my book. We're going to be on the same page, so I'm going to read a definition, and I'm going to read like a little snippet of my client. So, inner meaning. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines inner as one being near a center, especially of influence, two, of or relating to the mind or spirit, and three, existing as an as often repressed part of one's psychological makeup. Meaning, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defining meaning as something meant or intended, two, a significant quality, and three, conveying or intending to convey meaning. But in the world of personal style, and for the purposes that we are here to discuss in this book, this is what I mean when I talk about inner meaning, which is self-confidence. It is what affects your life's performance, identity, and decision-making, and how you want your image portrayed, even in the work world. And in a depth understanding of your trust or belief within yourself and how it plays a part of bringing life into your style. Jillian, which is my client, stated, I'm overwhelmed with life, the responsibilities that it has been added on to my life, and I don't know how to navigate through my emotions and self-esteem. I'm certainly not a licensed therapist or a counselor, but as a person who has done various therapy sessions myself, I'm able to carry certain exercises over to my profession and clients to help them start their journey of confidence. Confidence is one of those things that you cannot be taught. You can read about it, sit in workshops, or listen to everyone's experiences. But until you take action by doing the work, your self-confidence won't be developed. It all comes down to you. The way I developed self-confidence over the years was by exposing myself repeatedly to situations or events that intimidated me. And I immediately took action without overthinking it or letting it fester internally. And so with my business practice, I feel like confidence is the pulse of fashion, personal style, personal brand, just anything involving you. Because no matter if someone does the same thing or wears the same color, the confidence that someone has or it just exudes, it just brings a different energy into it. And I also mentioned that in the book, but I just feel like confidence brings a different life. So my conversation starter based on this topic is, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, what do you rate your confidence right now?
When I would rate my confidence, I honestly would say that I think it's pretty high. I don't want to go with a 5 because I feel like a 5 is like just like a little bit delusional. I'm not sure why, right? Like a little bit of crazy, which I most definitely am. But I probably would go with a solid 4, which is kind of just based off my upbringing. I don't think my parents ever raised me to doubt myself. So I think that that's just carried on throughout my life and something that people have always brought up of, if you think you can do something, Gabby, you're going to do it. And I'm like, yeah, because who told me I couldn't? And if they did, why would I listen to them?
Right. They're not the determiner of your success.
Exactly. Exactly. And I agree with Oliata, who is beautiful, and she's based out of Nashville. Is it Nashville? I think it's Nashville, Tennessee. But yeah, it definitely varies depending on the situation. But I would say, like, just at this period of my life, it's a non-negotiable. Like, my self-care, my mental health, everything comes first. If you're not with me, you are just on another boat somewhere else. So I would definitely say, like, a solid 4 on a very, very good day.
Okay. How about your personal appearance?
I think that that one varies a little bit more, also due to my upbringing. I wasn't raised in any way to reflect on like style. The only style tip I was ever given by my mom was to not mix stripes on stripes and patterns on patterns. And that was it from there on out. I played sports my whole life as well. So I don't think I ever identified myself or judged myself based on what I looked like, because my confidence was always based off my performance, how I had performed that day. Everyone wears the same uniform, etc. So I would say when it comes to my personal style, maybe more of like a 3. I have 2 small children and expecting my 3rd right now. So I think that I'm very at peace with where I am in life and understand that I'm still finding my way when it comes to what my style is and who I am and how I reflect that through my clothing choices.
Okay. Would you ever consider using like your image, not as like a fashion statement, but just as a stepping stone to help you be more productive? Because I know you said you have kids. This client actually has kids. That's why I said I want to give her this chapter. But just using your image as a stepping stone to kind of market yourself a little bit better, as well as like having a fashion system where you're moving swiftly in the morning because you had 2 little kids that are maybe running in and out, and it'll distract you from, you know, getting yourself ready a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that I've been a part of like other calls where I think that this is something like education around fashion. I've just never been around it, and there might be going on. Maybe there's accounts I have to follow, you know, definitely your book that I'll need to read. But I think that based on where I am, I normally just pick the comfiest outfit possible and then just keep it moving. I don't really, if I'm wearing something, unless I don't like the way that it fits on me, it normally doesn't affect like my confidence level.
Right.
But I think I definitely have work outfits that I have and comfy outfits that I have. I think that my closet system could definitely be set up a little better. So always open to like feedback and how to improve that. So I'm definitely open to it. I don't know what that would look like or how that would even be started. Because I don't like really want to buy a whole new wardrobe.
No,
like, so you have to buy a whole
that's
new
not necessary. Sometimes okay, it's not necessary. Yeah.
Like, I have everything color-coded, but that's about it.
Well, you're organized.
Yes, like dresses, like everything's dressed up. My work, you know, my work outfits have their own rack, and then all of my comfy clothes have their own racks. So it's like systemized enough, but I think that the fashion, like the work side of it, could probably be systemized more, like to putting outfits together or something. I feel like that'd be like a next level version of myself, definitely.
Okay. What does comfortable look like for you? Because everyone is different when it comes to comfortable. Comfortable for me can be, you know, jacket and t-shirt, a fitted shirt, and some jogger pants and gaudy jewelry. And you were like, oh my God, it looks so nice, but it's too much. Somebody else may say fabric. Fabric, soft fabrics make them feel at ease. Yeah, what does comfortable look like for you?
Yes, I would definitely say soft fabrics. Like, I love a pair of joggers and like a tight shirt. Like, mm-hmm. I love like stretchy things. Like, so yes. Like leggings, joggers, anything where I have, you know, I have two toddlers, so I am picking them up, I am getting spilled on, mm-hmm. I am needing to like do splits back, like jump backwards. I need to be able to like be very active in the clothes mm-hmm. that I'm wearing, and that makes me feel the most comfortable. I'm just now getting more comfortable in jeans. Okay. I just never really felt like my best in a pair of jeans.
Me neither. Don't feel bad.
You know.
Don't feel bad.
They're like, oh, shop at American Eagle. I'm like, I'm doing it. I still, it's just like, I need more breathing room. Like, I yes. need a little bit more, like just, I need to be able to breathe in the clothing that I wear. So I think definitely like cotton materials, like a cotton pair of, I also have like very sensitive skin. So I don't really wear jewelry. I don't really like put things on because then I'll deal with the reaction right. for a few days. And so I think, yeah, like a nice cotton tee with some cotton joggers and just like a pair of Nikes or a pair of Pumas, and like I'm good to go. That could be like okay. my whole week there.
Okay. I'm going to bring up our topic from last. Do you know your body shape? Are you an inverted? Are you a triangle? Are you round? Are you a rectangle? Do you know your body shape?
So I know that typically I'm like more of a pear shape. Okay. So I don't know what that transfers to. And I guess like today's lingo, I have that's like trying. A pretty broad back and a like smaller hips and then like a really big butt and waist. And then that kind of goes down. So it used to kind of be like a pear. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so if that's a triangle, I trust you.
Okay. Well, you said your stomach is round. So either you're round, so is your hips wider than your shoulders?
Yeah, so it's very much like an hourglass in a way. Okay. Like my figure is more of like a pear. I guess that's a pear, like a hourglass.
It's like this. Your body is kind of like, it goes out, like outwards.
Yeah, I think I might have to do the test again. I'm like, do I have to like stand and just have like wider shoulders?
I do like an outline. Like I really like do an outline of my clients yeah. so they can visually yeah. see. Like this is what your shape is, and then I like mock it up on like the computer. So that I'm just doing like we're just talking. So that's why I'm like giving you like a visual. Like, is your body like going out like this, where your hips are this part right wow. here, and then
yeah.
So your attention should be a little bit more up here because a lot of women want to conceal that their hips, like because they don't. I don't like it being so wide and then their shoulders are like so like smaller.
Oh, because my shoulders really aren't that, so, like my shoulders are probably, like it's probably even. So I don't know what way that would be, but my hips are smaller. Like my hips are, like it kind of comes in. But okay. I do have pretty broad shoulders. So I thought that it's like almost like an hourglass type. Like,
okay, I understand. Okay, so the waist would be in if you were an hourglass.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So pants typically are very loose around my waist, but hug my hips and my butt because I have a pretty large butt, very okay. tightly. So okay. I don't.
Are you expressing your body shape very well? Are you proportioning it?
I normally just wear like things that like pants that are a little like wide leg, like more like wide legged pants. And I don't know if I am. I just wear what's comfortable. I love like a tighter top and then just like some wider pants. Like, I don't think like straight leg things always look the best on my body type when I look at it. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost like wearing like more like a boot or like a flare jean. And I always love just kind of
most of the time it's just wearing like bolder colors, like reds and pinks, and like I'll normally just do a black when I'm not sure which one to wear. But like I normally like vibrant colors, like sweaters and cottons and that kind of stuff.
Well, I saw you wearing pink at the event. I thought that was very beautiful, and you have warm undertones. I can tell when I saw you in person, and it actually shows like right now, because some people's color.
Yes, yeah.
The warm colors, I think, are very beautiful on your skin tone. So that if you have like that color palette in your closet, that's like
yes. My favorite colors like pinks and reds. So naturally, that's like most of the stuff that I buy because I feel the best in it. It's like my favorite color, and I love wearing it. It's like you become a little kid again. You're like, yay! Yeah. Almost like everything is like pink and has pinks and flowers and like cool patterns and designs.
I love that. So back to your closet.
Yes.
Okay. So we're unsure of your body shape.
Yeah.
But that is one portion of having an organized closet, because you want to have stuff that's proportioning your body, because your body is a shape and your clothes conform to it. So you having it balanced out, knowing what you have in your closet and aligning it with what is correct with your body shape is like number one, what you would need to do. That's what I would do.
Okay.
So the next one is knowing what you want for your life. So I picked up on you have kids, so I'm quite imagine that your schedule is probably like, I don't want to say all over the place, but you are like ripping and running. You have probably drop off the kids in the morning. You have your business stuff. Do you have your me time? Like, how do you proportion your time with like your family time, your me time, your social time, your business time? Like, do you know how much time you spend like per week, per hour?
Yep. So that was one thing that I really wanted to do in 2023, because I've been owning businesses since 2017. And the aim is to slow down as I got older and as I had kids. So in a typical week, I maybe work 8 to 10 hours, which really surprises people, but I'm very, like, I'm a generator. That's my human design. I'm very efficient with systems and processes. So I don't have any fluff in my calendar anymore. Like, if it's not going to add to my life, I'm not interested in attending it or doing it. So majority of my time is spent with my kids. Like, I always say that I'm a mom first. I very much identify as like a working mom that builds business, but my priority is my children and their health and their well-being and their growth. So I spend a majority of time with my kids, and then I spend time with like the nonprofits that I really enjoy and enjoy giving back to, church and meeting time with friends, spending time with my partner, and then mainly kids. A majority of my week is just me at the park and me going to a play place or me having mom meetups and meeting at the park with mom friends. And I think that's why my closet is kind of organized the way that it is right now, where it's like work is one side, mom's the other side. Yeah. And when I'm a mom, here's my closet that I pick from. And when I'm working, here's my closet that I pick from.
Okay. Well, that would be my next step to do. I have like a chart where you complete how many hours you spend on whatever activity, and I categorize, you know, are you spending 4 hours being a mother, family time? Are you spending 8 hours business? Like, it's like a grid where you kind of just fill in your calendar activities and input the hours so that you know how much clothing mix you have in your closet. So if you spend X amount of time with your family and that's the most of the percentage of your pie, then that's how much clothing you should have. It should match with your closet. And a lot of people find out like, oh my God, I didn't even realize I have so much gym activity, but yet I never could find anything for business attires. And I'm just like, see, this is why I don't say like, yeah, I do personal shopping, because that stuff comes way later.
Yeah.
I like to see what you have right now, what's going on with your life right now, so that we can align and strategize beforehand.
Yes, I love that. That's a great exercise. I feel like so many of us have just like overflowing
excuse me, exercise portions. My only issue is now not being able to fit in my exercise pants due to, you know, my pregnancy. So I'll have to start adding to that with my pregnancy workout clothes instead. But yeah, I love that. No, and as I'm thinking, you know, I definitely could add some more pieces to my business side to reflect it more, to just diversify as I go to events. And yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I love that. I love that you included that.
Yes, I've been getting like a lot of inquiries where people kind of ask like, do you have like clients come with you shopping? And I'm just like, a lot of the times, I don't really need to go shopping, especially impulsive shoppers, the ones that shop a lot and they have so much clothes. We have all the stuff here, or we'll make a pile and we'll be able to I'll tell you, okay, this doesn't fit your shape right now, but since it's so big, or since we can manipulate it, we can take it to the tailor and have it altered. So there's like different little strategies, and shopping just comes way later. And that is like the number one question everyone asks.
Ooh, I love that. That's great.
Craziness. All right. What's the next question? All right. So since you have kids, would you say your confidence is the same before you had kids and after?
For me, I think that my scenario might be a little like nuanced. I had my first at 23, and before my first, I don't think my mental health was anywhere near where it is today. Okay. So even though I think that I had an amazing body and like the body of my dreams, I was a college athlete, yada yada, I thought so poorly of myself that I think that my confidence now after children far exceeds the level of confidence that I had then, and the things that I would wear. And I didn't really think all that highly of myself due to kind of poor relationships that I had in my high school years. I was lucky enough to meet my partner when I was 18 and in one of my freshman years of college. So he was able to really, you know, pour into me and help me. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, I was surrounded by like your typical high school girls. I'm mixed, I'm Colombian and Norwegian. I've always had a thick, and I was around a lot of really skinny girls, and I think that that really didn't help me. But then when I was in college afterwards, I was around a lot more mixed individuals that I was able to see like, wait, my body type is actually like loved. Like my body type is something that's unique, and I shouldn't have to worry if my butt looks a certain way, or, you know, I shouldn't have to worry about those kind of things. That's something that I can embrace and love. And so then after one child and then getting my body back, and then after my second child and hitting COVID and, you know, almost getting my body back, I am so in awe of what my body can do. And I think that that has helped my confidence in knowing that I can withhold and withstand so many things. And I think that that's beautiful. Like that as women, that's something that we should cherish about ourselves, postpartum especially.
Yes. I just hear so many various stories after pregnancy. So I'm not sure, like some women kind of lose their confidence. Some women gain it, like yourself. Some, you know, their partner had to help them kind of just gain the confidence. So that's why I always like ask that question. I specifically wanted a woman with kids that I interviewed for this chapter to take a part, because I don't have any kids. I wasn't sure if I wanted to have any kids, but I do now. But I specifically wanted that chapter to be with a woman who has kids, because it's just very different how everyone's perspective on how they garner more confidence, lose their confidence after they have kids. So I thought that was a great take.
Yes. Yeah. I think that it's so unique and it's so nuanced for each individual, and how they view themselves before kids. Sometimes they view themselves so highly, whereas I didn't view myself highly before kids, and I gained my confidence through having children and realizing the power that lies in motherhood. So I think maybe that helped me, even though it wasn't great at that point when I didn't have high self-esteem. I think that definitely wasn't good. I got myself into a few sticky situations looking for validation and seeking validation externally, whereas now all of my validation comes from the inside. So you can say whatever you want about me, I really don't care. Like it speaks more about you than it does about me. Like you're the one saying it out of your mouth. I'm cool. I'm good over here. Like I'm all right.
Right. Yeah. Do you do any like self-confidence exercises?
And it's like another thing that's kind of interesting. So I've always loved personal development. My dad is Colombian. He came here from Colombia when he was 8 and had a very difficult upbringing and was raised by his grandmother. So one thing that helped my dad overcome everything, and I think truly bring his generation forward, is personal development. Yes. And books by some of the greatest, like Earl Nightingale. There are numerous books that I spent most of my high school years reading, and I have been huge in personal development. So it's more so, what do I not do? I'm big on affirmations. I'm big on meditation. I'm big on like reading books that are going to fuel you, being surrounded by individuals that are going to fuel you. And I think that that really helped me growing up as well, is anytime I'd be going through something, I'd find a quote and I would repeat that quote. I would write it down. I would say it orally, like, you know, any of the kind of, in a way of using them as like affirmations. So I do so many things. And I think that's also why a lot of people are like, oh my God, like why are you okay if someone doesn't like you? I'm like, that has nothing to do with me. So much of our lives truly have nothing to do with us. And it's just people that are passing by, and it's lessons for us to learn. But the way that someone treats you is more of a reflection of them than it is of you. And I think I just went through so many scenarios and read so many things that allowed me to put those words into practice that I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to keep going along, and I'm going to keep working on myself, because we need to. If you have big goals, it needs to come with a pretty big confidence and like kind of like an unshakable ego and presence.
Yeah, we're always evolving. And if you don't kind of just seek the new as a human being, you're kind of just dying internally. And one of the exercises I love to tell my women clients, I want you to walk around your house naked for an hour. You can split it up 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, or just an hour, or it needs to be an hour a day. And then I want you to journal. I want you to observe your body, your movements, how you feel. Are you uncomfortable? I want you to be very vulnerable. You don't need to read me the whole entire entry, but I just want it to be comfortable, because if you're not comfortable within your first skin, how is your clothes going to exude that confidence? Because that's going to be your second layer of skin. So that is one of the exercises, and it's also in the book. Yeah, that's an exercise like I tell women to do, and it's also in my book as well.
That is so. I just think I walk around without any clothes on all the time. It is such a like a common thing for me that I like never would have thought that other women don't. I don't know if it's like just having toddlers. Like, I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's just like the age range that my kids are at. I'm just always like in the mornings, like have to keep the shutters closed. Like, I just love the feeling of being in your own skin. Like, I feel like it is so like it feels so nice to just be at home and like at home. So I love that you do that exercise. It'd be so interesting to share that with, you know, like to do that exercise with like a group of women in like a women's circle or a healing circle, because that's so interesting to think like what it brings up and how it makes people feel.
Yeah, I turned a lot of my therapy exercises, because I went to therapy my first round in my 20s, because the type of work that I did, I was working with like HIV and AIDS, like market research. So that job was just and it was just a culture shock. So I turned a lot of the exercises that she had me do. She was such a wonderful therapist. And when I got into my business of fashion, that's when I kind of just noticed how women were not really comfortable in their bodies. And I'm just like, you know, it shows. So that's when I just started doing my own type of research and just tweaking things and seeing that it's working and getting feedback from my clients. You know, I showed up at my negotiations and people were like in awe with how I performed. And I'm just like, it's because you have to be comfortable with your first skin, which is you being naked or just you being self-aware. Self-awareness is important when you have personal style. That's something that I mentioned in my book, as well as, you know, my business practices. Because, I mean, your style nowadays in this camera-ready society, like, you can go viral at any moment. So your style on an everyday basis needs to not be consistent, but it just needs to have some type of foundation. And that's like the direction that I'm going with my company. That's like the pivot that I'm taking, because I was doing the high-end fashion. It's nice to do like the moment, but a lot of people just don't have like the system or the foundation laid out.
Yes, that's amazing. I can only imagine how it must ricochet of like literally walk around naked at home. I think that's also why motherhood is such a beautiful, beautiful process, because one of the first things that you do after giving birth is doing skin to skin and holding your baby and just being completely so special about like being completely naked and giving birth, and just I feel like it's just like your most raw self, and you need to be okay and be in love with who that woman is at your rawest and your most vulnerable, and I don't even want to say weakest, because that's almost your strongest moment. That's when you're giving birth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know,
a male can't even do that.
Exactly. It's like us women, like, girl, seriously?
Yeah,
like, yeah, he might be cute, but could he give birth?
Yeah,
I think that's beautiful, and I love it, and also why I think that you should really chat with, I think I told you about Debbie from Florida Vita, and the exercises that you do, I think easily could just be turned into, like, an event and, like, a circle where women can come and, like, reclaim. You know, sometimes we've been taught to release things that we shouldn't have released, you know, like, no, pick up that confidence back. I know that guy was toxic to you, but girl, we got to get that back. Like, pick up that style, pick back up.
Yeah, because that depression wears on you, the worry wears, it just, everything just wears on you. And when you wear confidence, like, it just shows.
Yeah.
So yeah, that chapter 2 is called Inner Meaning. That's because mean is my company, but it's the confidence. It's AKA confidence, because you have to have self-confidence. Confidence, I feel like, is the pulse of you, your personal style.
And you can't fake it either.
No, girl. That's what I read. Like, you cannot take workshops, and it starts with you. I'm very candid, like, in the book. How I'm talking to you is like how I'm talking in the book. Mm-hmm. And in chapter 1, I said, you know, nice is cool and all, but who you shitting but yourself?
Yes.
Because it's not going to get you anywhere. You have to be transparent.
Like, that's like a whole other TED talk of how us as women have been taught to, especially within certain communities, sit down, be quiet, sit in the corner, look pretty, look beautiful, but we hope that we don't really have to hear much from you. And I think that's a lot of the work that we're undoing now, especially from those generations before us who felt the brunt of those blows of no, we're showing up. We are bringing our full confidence. If you get us at the table, you get our mouth, you get our brain, you get our personality, and you get all of it.
Right.
And if you choke, just take smaller bites next time. Like, because we're not gonna water ourselves down if it's too strong. Maybe go find a seat at the different table, but we're not gonna be watering ourselves down anymore. Too many generations have already had to do that. That's not gonna continue on in this time.
Suppressing themselves, but. Yeah, I'm like very candid, but I'm also just encouraging. But I just feel like when I started being candid, just transparent to my clients, that's when I started getting comfortable. Well, not comfortable, just getting a lot of effective results. I'm closer to my clients. You know, one of them just invited me to like their networking party. And I'm like, me just being transparent, I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I tell them like, I'm not trying to hurt you, but I just want the best for you. Yeah. And I see the best.
Yeah.
And in order for me to do the best for you, you have to help me help you. I only know you for what, 2 weeks, 3 months? You've known yourself for over 30 years. Yeah, I'm just very candid, but it's for the best. It's for the best.
Tough love. I think a lot of us need tough love, you know, like we're love that just comes with, hey, I love you, but can we talk about this? Or like, hey, I love you. And I think
yeah, that I'm sorry the media, I'm sorry the media has like pushed all this BS on you guys, but this is the real truth.
Yeah. Yeah, you need people around you that are gonna be willing to keep it real.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So I know you gotta go.
Yes.
We're gonna keep this short.
Yes.
Where do you want people to find you, stalk you? Do you have any announcements? Let the people know.
Yes, of course. You can most definitely stalk my socials or join my broadcast channel where I love to talk about speaking opportunities for you and ways for you to expand yourself. So I feel like that, you know, those topics go perfectly with style and how you're showing up to these opportunities and how seriously you're taking you and in the way that you're putting yourself together before these biggest events of your life sometimes. But you, my social is No Plan B Consulting. That's the same for my website. I have some upcoming events happening in New Jersey, a tea party that we'll be doing in the middle of October in a collaboration with actually a fashion line and a financial advisor. So we'll be doing that at in a beautiful garden here in New Jersey. And just planning like connections. I love to connect. So if anyone ever wants to talk building business, you know, building business along with motherhood or community and how to lead in your community, those are all some of my favorite things to talk about, as well as equality and diversity when it comes to business ownership and speaking opportunities and events.
All right, that was Gabby, and you guys can find me at Miene, that's MIIEN.co for personal styling, and Amos Consulting for highly visible professionals. You guys can purchase my book,
yes.
What's Your Miene? Discover Your Fashion Identity. It is the official date is October 3rd, but I'm way ahead of schedule. So pre-orders are actually being shipped out if you purchase them now. So, and you'll also get a free gift before October 3rd if you purchase now. So, and I have a testimony on my actual page. She actually has a picture of the book. She's holding the book and the gifts so you guys can see. But I'm not a fraud. Don't you worry.
Stop it. You're like, I'm gonna delete this account after all these pre-orders come in. Don't you worry.
You can Google my name. My face comes up and my company. So yeah, no, I'm not wrong. But you guys can purchase the book. Pre-orders are out. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. What You Miene, the conversation series. Definitely go follow Gabby. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
A fashion tool to help you align your wardrobe style with your personal brand. Purchase this book. What's Your Miene? Discover Your Fashion Identity by Makara Reed.